so sick.
Okay, well, I just got the signal from the camera lady, so the show must begin. So here goes the show. And what a show it is. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about anger, what's behind the screen of anger. Okay, notice it's a screen. Okay, so it screens something else. Okay, and I want to deal with it on both a personal and a non-personal level, or an individual or a collective level. And the collective level is obviously one of spirit, because we are spirit. Okay, and we've forgotten, and so we're here in the body so that we can remember, we can become again a member of the body of God. Okay, and our forgetfulness has been caused by our willfulness and our identification with our thoughts and our feelings. We've taken them for real. So we've been in the world of form as a soul, and yet we've identified with form, forgetting that we're soul. Okay? And this takes place, and there's this, actually a satsang given, that the predominant emotion on this planet is anger. Okay? It's the anger, it's an existential anger almost, for lack of a better word. It's the anger of having been kicked out of the Garden of Eden by God, okay, and left here to roam, and left here adrift. Okay, of course, nothing is further from the truth. But things are inside out and backwards in our consciousness. So what we've done is we've expelled God. Okay, and in unconsciousness, it gets portrayed just the opposite, that we've been expelled. Okay, so we're God's victims, as it were, okay? And the anger with that is tremendous. Okay, so what I'd like to do is, we'll do some individual participation work and see what the angers that you have and what may be behind that anger, okay? And then I'll see if I could tie it into the larger picture, so to speak, as it were. Okay, of course, there's only one picture. Okay? But we're very powerful beings, so we've created our own movie, as it were. And of course, the movie is of our own thoughts and feelings, etc., that we brought in with us. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to call in the light of the Most High. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question or two or three. And there's no right answer, there's no wrong answer. You're not going to get admitted to a great country club or expelled from any place if you don't have the right answer, because there isn't any. Okay, just what's so for you. All right, so let whatever come, come, okay? Okay. And what are you angry? At what are you angry? At what are you angry? at what are you angry at? What are you angry at? What are you angry at? What's behind the anger? 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 Okay. Why are you angry? Why are you angry? Why are you angry? Why are you angry? And why are you angry? How can I use my anger? 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 Okay. Now, when you can, bring your consciousness back here. And you're welcome to share what came up for you.
I'll share, Dr. Lane.
Okay, please do.
So, it took me a little bit to get there, of course, when you repeated it, but I found that I was angry at myself for giving up my own power and handing over my power to others. And I think the next question is, what's behind the anger?
Yep.
And there was shame. Shame is what came forward to me there. Like I felt so much shame for giving away my power.
Okay.
And then, why are you angry? That one was probably the least clear of it all, but it was, you know, it was just, I think why it's like for not being responsible kind of came up, you know, the shame and you know, just, I don't know, like there's like a sadness and maybe it's just a sadness that like I gave up all this good energy and just lived in this shame of giving away my power and not being responsible, and then how can I use my anger is to be responsible, to be responsible, to be responsible.
Okay, good. Okay. Okay, thank you. Who else would like to share?
I'll go, Dr. Lane.
Okay.
So the first thing I got was also myself, and really it was that, and then things and stuff from what was behind it, which just any sort of material thing or stuff. And then...
Wait, I'm sorry. What was behind it?
Like things or stuff I was getting, which, like, things in the material world. Like, maybe, stuff at work or things people do, or specific, like materialistic things is what was behind it as far as causing me to be angry at myself.
Okay.
And then what was the third one?
Why are you angry?
Because I was holding on to these things and this stuff and anything in the material world. And then what I'm going to do with it is an opportunity to let it go.
Okay. Well, that's pretty tricky there. Because the opportunity exists. So the question is really, what are you going to do with that opportunity?
Going to use it.
Okay. Can you see the difference between the opportunities being and using it? Okay, good. Okay, well, thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. All right. Who else would like to share?
I'll share.
Go ahead. Please do.
So the first one I got was giving over my power and not being responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And behind it was expectations, disappointment, hurt, and regret.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got to why, it was like it's a knee-jerk habitual response to be angry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the way I can use it is to do the two-part release, let go, lift, allow God, and be responsible.
Okay, good. Okay. Great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Okay. Who else would like to share?
I could share.
Please do.
What resonated for me, how can I use my anger? Because
Hold on. Can we just take it in the order of the questions,
yes,
please? Go ahead.
Oh. The other ones I didn't relate to so much. Like using my anger. I'm sorry. It mostly to the last. So, I guess I could pass.
Well, okay, but surely you've got anger. No. What happened to all the anger? Hello? That person just drop off or didn't want to face it? Oh, okay. God bless America. Okay. Who else would like to share? Who else? Did you want to share?
I'll share.
Go ahead.
Okay, so... what am I angry at? The first time I heard God, and then I heard myself the other times.
Mm-hmm.
What's behind it? I heard fear.
Okay.
And then, why are you angry? To waste energy, laziness. And then, what do I do with it, or can I do with it? Use it to lift, to springboard into spirit.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Okay. All right. Well, let's have one or two more sharings. Okay, come on.
I'll share, Dr. Lane.
Go ahead, please do.
Okay, what are you angry? Myself, my lack of faith, willfulness, what's behind the anger, fear of God and the light, also fear of being responsible. Why are you angry? For letting myself be confuse my will with God's purpose. How can I use my anger? I can use my anger or feelings of anger as a signal or like a flag to get back on track. Hello?
Yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Now, did the person who started to share before just get back on the line, or?
Yes. I'm sorry. My call got dropped. I don't know how.
Well, we're talking about anger. So, okay.
Yeah.
Can you share? Go ahead.
Well, okay, what am I angry? When I get angry, it's about being given the wrong advice when I was very young and vulnerable, as far as where I could derive my happiness from. And what's behind the anger is, I think, loss of the time that I spent believing that grown-ups knew more than I did about where you could derive your happiness from. And so for a while there, I was out of touch. And why am I angry? Why am I angry? Well, I'm angry because I'm not in touch at that moment. So I use my anger as a guide to show me that, oh, I need to get back in touch. I need to get recentered again. And that's how I use my anger.
Okay. All right. I personally... And the teachings teach us why settle for being happy when you can be in joy. But that's everyone's choice. But I really wouldn't. I myself have no clue where to go to be happy. And worse than that, I don't even have a clue. I don't even have a clue as to why I would want to be happy. To me, that just means...
I guess you're right. Joy is a more accurate word.
Well, yeah, but it's not about words, actually, here. It's really about the nature of the spirit we are in reality and living with that. Because if you're into happiness and you're in the pursuit of happiness, which we, you know, it's guaranteed we have the right to pursue happiness... we're also going to experience unhappiness too, and so it's the identity with that. So we're going to go back and forth in kind of duality. I'm not sure why I'd want to subject myself to that, but I'd rather be in joy and not pursue happiness, and then still be kind of okay. All right. Anyway, I put that out. So who else would like to share? Thank you, though, for sharing. Okay, who else would like to
share? Yeah, thank you.
Sure. Who else would like to share? Well, let's have one more person. One more. Come on. What are you guys protecting? Let's go.
I'll go, Dr. Lane Valentina.
Okay.
So, what am I angry at? At God and myself. Because for being in the human form with emotions and thoughts, then what's behind the anger was self-worth, not feeling worthy, and feeling like I can't do it, like I can't lift above it, or a thought that may happen. Why? Because I thought it would be more fun to be in the human form. And then the last one is to remember to, like, the anger, I'm using it as a reminder to actually do it, to lift above those feelings and thoughts.
Okay. All
Thank
right.
you.
All right. You know, you're at the effect of what you put in motion. It's not really like you had, okay, I'm going to come into the body because you know, it's going to be fun here. That's not why you're here. And that's not what caused you to be here. So you may want to get the thinking squared away with what actually is so. You've been given a glorious opportunity to come to know yourself as soul, as spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you, Dr. Lane.
Okay, much to your chagrin, huh? Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Lane.
Okay, you're welcome. All right. I want to tidy up some things and then see if I can extrapolate from here, or at least give you a bigger picture. When we sit inside ourselves in anger, okay, we can't get beyond the anger, okay? We wouldn't bother to be angry, okay, unless there was something else going on, okay? So, for example, if I were told, hey, I'm so sorry, Dr. Lane, but, you know, you're the last cut that we have to make for our soccer team, I'd be very understanding. I really wouldn't have any anger at all. Okay? If you told me, oh, Dr. Lane, gee whiz, I'm so sorry, you're our very last cut to make the basketball team, I'd be furious. Okay? So what's the difference? Well, I cared about basketball. Don't really care about soccer, personally. Sorry, Adam, but I don't. You know, though, I'm enjoy, but personally, I don't care if I make the team or not, okay? So I have some kind of agenda with anger. Otherwise, I wouldn't be angry. If I didn't care, I wouldn't be angry, okay? Really, if you take a look at it, if I really didn't love something or somebody, I wouldn't be angry, okay? But anger, I've found, is really kind of a cheap emotion. It's real cheap. Well, we get angry, we have that response, we stay at that. Yeah, that's great, okay? But if we persist in that, we don't get behind it. And there are a lot of goodies behind it. You can really deal with some really nice, good stuff if you can get behind that screen of anger. Hey, I'm angry. Oh, why? Oh, because the person didn't do what I want. Oh, but wait a second. Why do you get angry? Oh, maybe behind it, there's something there, huh? There's something there. Maybe I don't feel good enough about myself. Maybe I don't feel worthy. Maybe I don't feel understood. Maybe I don't feel smart enough. Whatever the game is. Okay? But I can't get to it if I insist on running anger. Okay? So I always want to do the releasing, release the anger, let the next level, let, and then level behind that, and then level behind that, and then level behind that. Start coming through so that all that stuff can be cleared. Okay? All that stuff can be cleared. Okay? That's very, very important. Okay? And I was struck by a response of, well, why angry? The person basically said, well, it's just habitual, it's knee-jerk. And yeah, that's what it is, isn't it? Okay, a knee-jerk response is just another way of saying it's a karmic pattern. It's karma. And I'm at the mercy of my karma. Okay? But you have other options, other joys, other options. Okay? And that's really, really important. Why the anger? Why the anger? Why the anger? Okay, it's all habitual, and it masks everything else. As long as you can be angry, in a funny way, you feel like you don't have to be responsible. Okay, so let's just say I'm angry at Nancy because Nancy did not have one of her fantastic pies for me to have after the satsang. Okay, so I'm angry at Nancy. So I'm going to persist, okay? As long as I'm persisting in that, I'm not seeing what's underneath it. Oh, maybe I've translated it to mean she doesn't love me. Oh, so I'm not lovable or I'm not okay. Whatever it is. So I could then interject that whole feeling, take it back to myself, and do the inner work, which is, hey, no, I am lovable. No, I am worthy, whether or not Nancy bakes a pie or not. Okay, so that's really, really crucial. Okay, but if I just keep going with my knee-jerk pattern, being angry, I don't benefit from it at all. Okay, it's like, oh, I've got the opportunity. Anger, you know, gives me the opportunity to let go. Well, yeah, it sure does, but I didn't take it, you know. So I want to take it, but if I'm hanging out with the anger, I'm not getting behind the screen. I'm not allowing spirit to tell me what's behind there. You know, it can kind of be like a great whodunit, a great mystery. And you get to see it. Because many of us are unconscious towards ourselves. And we can't get at ourselves with ourselves, as it were. Okay, so we really need the help of spirit. We need spirit to unravel us. Okay, and of course, if we're involved in the upward spiral going home, we're being unraveled. All that stuff is going to go. Okay? Okay, and of course, some of you may have caught it. My last question of how you're going to use the anger is kind of like a trick question. Okay? All of you had a use for anger. Okay? Which is great. Okay? But the trick was, hey, anger. Remember, karma is what you persist in. It's not something that just flashes through. Okay, but it's something that you willfully hold on to and persist in. So the karma of always going with the knee-jerk reaction, and then using it to lift, that's got to end sooner or later. Eventually you're going to come to a point or be taken to a point where you don't even have anger. that neutrality comes upon you. Okay? I venture to say now, if I were told, hey, you know, can't make the last cut, you know? We can't make the last cut without you being the last one to be cut. I'd be neutral. I'd be in acceptance. Okay? So, we need the anger for as long as we need it and use it appropriately for as long as we're to have the anger. But eventually we just come to that place inside ourselves of equilibrium and acceptance and neutrality. Okay, because that's the progression of a soul that's been initiated into the sound karma. Okay, the way home. Okay. And remember, take a look at the definition of why we've entered the body, because we're confused. And we've identified with the world of form, with our thoughts and our feelings. So if you have a feeling come up, well, isn't that a great opportunity not to identify with it? Oh, okay, well, that's nice. And then allow what's behind it to come forth. It could be a lot of hurt, it could be a lot of pain, it could be a lot of suffering, etc. And that's okay. That has the opportunity to turn into strength and wisdom and inner peace. But you have to allow the whole process to happen. You have to allow that whole process to just happen. And once again, emotions aren't something that's good, something that's bad, or anything else, something you can't allow yourself to have, or anything else like that. Okay? It's okay. It's, what are you going to do with it? And do you love yourself enough to give yourself the time of day? Of course, the time of day is for you to do self-talk, redirect, work with your basics, re-educate yourself, etc. Okay? So that you're not always in the place of responding, reacting. Okay? Because if you're always reacting, you're always at the mercy of something outside of yourself. Okay? But if you allow yourself to go behind the screen of that anger and see what's there, then you can start interjecting, taking your power back, and being centered in yourself as spirit. Okay, that's crucial. Okay, and now I kind of want to bring in sort of a bigger picture. Okay, that here we are, human beings, and walking around thinking that we're expelled, kicked out of the garden, etc., etc. And we have a lot of anger. Okay, perhaps underneath this anger is a lot of hurt. Okay? But if we allow the unraveling of all that, we come to the essential part of our nature. And this is where the joy is. And that is that we're lovers of God. But that's who and what we are. It's all love. Okay, and then underneath all that miasma, all that karmic gook, all that layering, all that covering up, all that sheer defensiveness. Okay, because what are we doing? As has been said by several of you, I'm just protecting myself against God. Well, good luck. It's a losing game, okay? Sooner or later, your own consciousness is going to be overshadowed by that, okay? By God, by Spirit. Why? Not because I say so, okay? But because that's the divine architect's plan. That's how it's set up. Okay? We all unite back, as it were, to the source. Okay? And I say unite back because I want to acknowledge that we're all living under an illusion until we don't. And that is that we're separate. So we're going to unite back. Okay? But in reality, we're fulfilling the Christed consciousness, that our will and God's will are one and the same. And what is that but that we come into the knowing of ourselves as one with God? That's what we are. That's who and what we are. Okay? In the beginning was the Word was with God. The Holy Spirit, the sound current, that which we are, we're created in God's image. We're of the sound current, same material as God, as it were, the sound current of the Holy Spirit. You know, I don't care what you call it, you know, you call it sound current, Holy Spirit, Shekinah, whatever you need to do, I don't care. Okay, but we're all in that oneness. Okay, but it's the conscious attunement. Okay, remember, God has given us free will. And so we need to consciously exercise the choice of being with God. Okay? All right? God in His kindness and His mercy, what has He done? What has He done? But He's given us a way to do that. He's given us a way to walk it back, so to speak. Okay? We've out-migrated, as it were, left the consciousness of spirit. Okay? And in this whole setup, there's a way to walk it back, as it were. There's a way to return. There's a way to go in and out. Because we've gone down and out into the world at the mercy of the karma that we've created in our life as a soul. So just reverse the process. Go on back to God. Okay? Go on back home. Go on back. We need to tap into the essential truth that underneath it all is the love, and that we're lovers of God. You know, I think I've talked about this once or twice, that the human being and the body is set up in such a way that I'm going to use this word, but I'm going to use it in the sense of religion, in the sense of the link back. So the link back to God or to who and what we are. Okay? Within us, there's an inherent religiosity. Okay? There's the inherent link back. Okay? It's found in the brain, neurological structures, etc., etc. Okay? Alright. Now, any materialistic person, any materialistic scientist can stimulate that part of the brain and will induce someone having visions of God or so. Okay? It can be induced electronically. Okay? Or electrically. With a probe to the brain, okay? But guess what? Without any outer stimulation and without a mechanistic reduction in a lab, guess what? Man produces the same thing. And you could see it. That part of the brain just becomes a light. Becomes a light. Okay, we know that when the eye is single, the body is a light. What that means? It means the singular focus into the upper part of the third eye, onto spirit, onto God. That is the light of. That lights up. who and what we are, because that is the light of the Most High, that's here. And actually is as a pathway, as it were. Okay, we know the soul is located in the body. Okay, we know where it sits. Okay. We know that the relationship between certain glands and the crown chakra, etc., and spirit and God. Okay, we know we're transmitters. Okay, so we're all set up. Okay, we're set up to be lovers of God. Okay, but that discovery is really, really made when all that miasma, all that garbage, all that crud within us gets stripped away, peeled away, stripped away, etc. And just in sum, I remember, I don't know how many years ago, long decades, decades ago, when I got to see how loved we were with God. Okay? And boy, I was furious. I was furious for a long time. How come no one ever told me that? How come we're not showing that, how loved we are? It's just the opposite. The world carries on just the opposite. Okay? But it wasn't until many years later when Spirit, I guess I want to claim partnership, so okay, I'll be audacious here and claim partnership. When Spirit and I stripped away all the karmic crap, okay, overlaying the human condition, I got to see that at bottom, that's what mankind is, lover of God. And when we allow our anger and our hurt and our pain to get in this way, to get in the way, we're not being who and what we are. We're not being the spirit that we are. And as we've come to know, the overriding definition of compassion is to be who we are in the presence of others. So it means we need to allow this love of the Spirit, of God, that is who and what we are, we just allow it to flow, and it gets transmitted and transmitted and transmitted. Okay? It's an inner way of being that is projected onto the screen of reality and becomes and is reality. And we all need to do our part. Okay? So the best gift we can give anyone is to be at our true nature. And anything, use anything along the negative pathway, the anger, the fear, the hurt, etc., to allow yourself to be moved to that perfect place of loving, where the above is as the below, and where inner peace is, and where the eternal now exists. And it really is that simple. Okay, I will stop, and I'll be back in a few minutes if you have any questions. Okay, so if anyone has a question, I'd be happy to give it a shot.
Hi, Dr. Lane, it's Nancy. I have a question.
Okay, hi, Nancy, go ahead.
Is it okay if I share something that you told me to do?
Go ahead.
And then a question. I get a few weeks ago, you talked to me just after meditation, and you asked me what I was so angry about. And I was like, wow, I don't know. I really didn't realize I was angry. And you smiled and you nodded and you said, okay, well, every day for, I think it, you said for a few weeks, just let go of the anger. So my question is, I still don't really know what I'm angry about, but I'm just letting go whatever anger I'm holding on to. So I guess my question is, do we have to know what we're angry about?
Okay, no.
Good. That's what I thought, but I just wanted clarification.
No, because
I did.
Okay, I mean the teachings are very explicit about that. No, we don't need to know it at all. Okay, and I've shared the story of how I don't know how many decades ago I was walking down the street, and Spirit said, "Okay, well, you need to let go of whatever it was." And I said, "Oh, okay, but what's that all about?" And Spirit said, "Well, you have a choice. You could either know what it's about, or you could let it go." And my thought was real, really direct, and it was basically, you know, my mama didn't raise a fool. I'm gonna let it go. Okay, so if you want to see what it is, you're welcome to do that. But then by spiritual law, you're not letting it go, and you're keeping it around so that you could understand what it is. So, no, most definitely you don't need to know.
Great. That was my understanding, but I felt and I just...
Okay, but you need to let go of the rest of it now.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Lane.
Sure. Okay. All right. Who else would like to ask a question? Gonna give me an easy night? I'll take an easy night. Okay.
I have a question, Dr. Lane.
Okay.
Hello. Regarding what Nancy just asked about, I'm not quite sure how to let go of something that you don't even know is there.
Okay.
If you don't feel the anger, how do you let it go?
Okay, well that's a good, that's a very, very good question, okay? What you can simply do is ask Spirit, ask God to take anything that separates you from Him, okay, or from the Spirit you are. Then you don't even have to be aware of anything in particular, okay? But a lot of times there's certain indications of that there's something in the way. There's a repetitive reaction that goes on, or that there's a basic sense of feeling tone that goes on, etc., etc. For example, I want to sit down and do my meditation, okay? All right, but I'm really angry at God because God didn't make Nancy bake that pie. So I'm very angry at God. Okay. And so when I sit down and do meditation, I dilly-dally. I do all sorts of other things. I don't give it the priority. And then when I'm finally in meditation, I'm not really focused there, etc., etc. Okay? So I would know that, hey, there's something going on, even though I may not know specifically that I'm angry or anything else like that. So just what you can do is just do a garden variety sweeping up. You know, have spirit, have God, just take whatever is in the way.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Okay, all right. Any other question or... Hey, good.
I have a question, Dr. Lane.
Okay.
So, occasionally, every once in a while, I will just wake up in a foul mood with just tremendous anger. I will do the two-part release process. I will do self-talk, and sometimes the anger leaves, but sometimes it, from every once in a while, it'll just stay with me all day. And when I'm smart, I just choose usually. Well, let me just go back for a second. I can be so angry that I almost can't do anything. And it's not like I'm focusing on the anger. It just almost appears to be there. So sometimes what I would do, aside from in addition to the spiritual processes, is just go for a walk or maybe watch a movie or just give myself a distraction. I'm not thinking of that consciously, but I'll say it would be smart for me just to do something else. So I guess my question is, you know, when that happens, is it best for me just to, like, just go with it? I'm not saying go with the anger, but just accept this is where I'm at today, just let it go, do the processes, because that's all I can do. And I've had maybe once or twice where it stayed around longer than a day, and it's so, you know, horrendous when those days happen. So I don't know if I'm really asking a question or if I'm just asking you, maybe I am asking, am I doing the right thing by just accept it? That's what's going on today. I don't know what it is, but it's like, okay. And, you know, I do everything I can within my spiritual process to let it go and then just accept and know that God will move forward. That's not what I mean. That God will just take it and I will give it up, you know, when it's the right time for the highest good.
Okay, well, a couple of things. I don't know if this is, quote, the right thing. I do know it's spiritually correct to accept, because acceptance is the first law of spirit. Okay, and also what you don't accept, you're stuck with. So actually acceptance makes it easier for it to come away. Yeah, you do whatever spiritual processes, two-part release, talking to your basics, etc. It's also good to change your focus. And it's also good many times to do something physical also. So that's a good idea. And we do also know that karma clears when it clears. Okay? All right. And so also you can be in acceptance, still feel it, and rise above it. In other words, not have your focus there. Okay? I have a feeling that many times where you get into trouble is you're waiting for it to go away or to leave. And so you've given your power over to it. A better solution may be just to simply allow yourself to to rise above it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the other thing I noticed is you said how horrendous it is. Okay, but it doesn't come out of nowhere. Those are all your creations. So perhaps it'll give you a very good sense of just how powerful your creations are, and how violent they can be, and that it does have repercussions throughout the inner worlds, and it all returns to you as its creator. So you may want to exercise more caution and more choice in what emotions you do choose to go with and create.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. Well, one more, or do I get to call it a good night? Okay. One. Two. Three. All right. A good night.